Welcome back to the Finsiders. Yesterday, a tough loss for the Dolphins up in New England. We'll continue to talk about that and more. The head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Joe Philbin, joining us in studio. The Joe Philbin Show is presented by EverBank, your home for banking, lending, and investing. Coach, thanks for coming in. Not the first time this year. We've kind of talked about a tale of two halves and that whole sort of thing. This game against the Patriots, first half, second half, was the difference more about the Miami Dolphins? Was the difference more about the New England Patriots? What did you see when you went back and looked at this one?
Well, I think it's a little bit about both. Jesse, certainly I have to credit New England for the way they performed in the second half. We still felt like there was a number of opportunities for us to make plays in the second half that we didn't, and that impacted the outcome of the game.
Obviously, the way we watch the game and the way fans and media watch the game is different than the way any coach does while it's happening. Do you get that feeling ever that this moment is changing a game? Because there are kind of a couple of big moments in the game yesterday, and you thought maybe, you know, momentum is a word some people use. Is that something you guys go through, or is that more just like a made-up, you know, fan kind of reaction to that sort of thing?
Well, when you're playing a quality football team that New England is, you know, you expect that they're not going to – you know, we're not going to hold them to 59 yards necessarily in the second half. This is a very good football team with talented players. And so, you know, you have to expect that in the game your opponent is going to make a certain amount of plays, and then you're going to have to respond, find a way to keep them out of the end zone, find a way to take the ball away, and then conversely on offense, you know, find a way to get the ball in the end zone. And so I don't think we were delusional that it was going to be a cakewalk in the second half. But we certainly have to do better.
Well, Coach, you're always hoping to be on the positive side of some of those momentum-changing plays. And whether it's on offense or defense or on special teams, it seemed like New England had the majority of those plays yesterday. Do you see that in this league, it just magnifies the margin for error is just so slim in the National Football League between winning and losing football games?
Well, we've talked to our guys about that quite a bit, John, and I don't think we're unlike almost every single other team in the league that you have to do things consistently well. You have to do intelligent, sound things, and you know things as turnovers, things like that, make it difficult to win in this league.
Defensively, Coach, you came out and did exactly what you needed to do against Tom Brady. You limited him to 116 yards, and you liked your chances of winning those types of football games. What was the overall feeling after watching the defensive side of the tape?
Well, I thought our guys played outstanding in the first half. I thought our run defense in the second half wasn't what it needs to be, as you mentioned. I mean, we limited some of their excellent, you know, Edelman's a good player, Amendola's a good player, and, you know, Gronkowski, obviously. So I thought we did a good job containing the passing game. But, you know, we need to do a better job. There's certain plays with the fourth and five play that we got to step up. There's still opportunities we had to make some plays that we didn't make.
One of the guys that stood out, and let's focus on a couple of the positives here for a moment, I thought defensively was Jared Odrick. We saw him get in there a couple of times in sack situations and take the quarterback down. He continues to really develop and be a key part of that defensive line.
Yeah, he's a guy that's practicing hard, Jesse. You see him working hard on a daily basis. And we talk to the guys all the time about transferring, you know, the meeting room to the practice field, the practice field to the game field. And I think he's a guy that, as you mentioned, as of late, it's nice to see him get some, you know, good results on the field in the game.
There's a couple other guys on the offensive side, especially when you look to the running game. Daniel Thomas, Lamar Miller had some game-changing plays, and they ran hard again for the second week in a row. That must have been nice to see on the offensive side.
Well, I like the balance that we had in the first half, and those guys were a big part of it. And, you know, I think Mike and I both have confidence in both the backs that when we hand them the ball, they're going to take care of the football, they're going to run the ball physically. And now they're starting to make a few guys miss here and there, which is always big in the running game.
We're talking to the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Joe Philbin, about yesterday's game in New England. We'll certainly preview Thursday night in that quick turnaround against the Bengals. Changing the starting lineup this week, Bryant McKinnie is acquired in a trade early in the week, gets himself ready enough to play on Sunday. How would you assess his play in his first go-round as a Dolphin?
Yeah, well, for that quick transition, I thought he did a nice job. He came in and was very diligent in terms of learning the playbook and his responsibilities. And then not only do you have to learn that, but then there's all those adjustments that can take place during the course of a ball game. And I thought overall it was a good first start for him.
Guys stepping up, guys stepping in, always a case in the NFL. You talk about Bryant McKinnie stepping up. Another guy steps up in Rishard Matthews because it was a tough loss yesterday with Brandon Gibson going down in the game. But it appeared Rashad did a nice job in the slot for you.
He's a very competitive guy, and he has a lot of confidence in himself, which is something you like to see in a receiver. And so, and he's a bigger guy. He ran, you know, got a real nice ball down the middle of the field, and I thought he played well. He caught the ball well. He has very good hands. He's a guy, you know, we like to use the term pluck the ball. He kind of goes out and gets it, and he's competes for the ball. So I was pleased with what he did.
One of the questions we're getting a lot after the game yesterday from the fans is, in a situation where there's going to be a potential challenge, what are the coaches seeing? Are they seeing just what we're seeing on television? Is there more sort of at your fingertips in that kind of situation, or is it just the same as what we see at home?
Yeah, well, there's a feed upstairs that the coaches look at, and we discuss, you know, in the time frame that we have, you know, the merits of, you know, throwing a challenge flag or holding on to it in case we're not right and using up one of our timeouts. And that was certainly the case yesterday. We're probably a little more aggressive in the first half to throw it than the second half possibly.
One of the things, Coach, you've talked about all offseason and into this season is turnovers and turnover margin. And I'm sure that's one of the themes you carried over to the team again today when you met with them, hoping it may change for Thursday night. What's your message when you talk about turnover margin and turnovers to the team?
Well, we show them a lot of statistics. The first part is the statistical element to it, where we show them, okay, here's teams that have a winning record in the National Football League, and here's how many of them have a plus turnover margin, and that's usually significant. And then we usually do it by week. Look, there was 10 teams that had a positive ratio this week, and they went 9-1. And so we give them some of that. And then we always watch the practice tape and the game film. Hey, here's a great example in practice of ball security, of a guy carrying the ball the right way, even if it's in traffic. And right. Then we might show a picture of here's our safeties going up and Chris Clemens going up and high pointing the ball at its highest point, coming down, tucking it away because he's now a runner, carrying the ball the right way and gaining yards. So we're always doing our best to reinforce the type of outcomes we want to get.
All right, tough loss yesterday for the Dolphins in New England, but not much time to dwell on it. Quick turnaround here with the Halloween game coming up on Thursday night against Cincinnati. From a preparation standpoint, what does the short week mean for this team?
Well, it's short, Jesse, number one. But we're going to, you know, go out there tonight and introduce the plan. We want to get the plan in the players' minds and hands as soon as we possibly can. So we're going to do a good portion of the game plan this evening. We're going to do the rest of it tomorrow, then have a little bit lengthier walk through Wednesday. Obviously, we can't be on the field too long. These guys just played a game, and so we have to be smart about what we ask of these guys physically. But we want to get the plan, at least mentally, into their hands as soon as possible.
You speak about a plan. You always have to have a plan for the opposing quarterback, and a guy like Andy Dalton, they're averaging 24 points a game. What have you seen on tape that makes you aware of his abilities on the football field?
I think he's done a really nice job, John, of distributing the ball. That's one thing. While they have, you know, A.J. Green, certainly an outstanding player and has good statistics, there are also other players that are getting the ball, Marvin Jones, Sanu, Gresham, Eifert, Bernard, you know, they're really getting the ball around to different guys, which, you know, presents a challenge to us from a defensive perspective.
Yeah, a lot of different weapons and some well-rounded guys there. Gio Bernard, a local kid, a Hurricane fan, saw him probably a couple too many times when he was a college player at the University of North Carolina. Defensively, it looks like they can get after the quarterback. They do a nice job doing that. Do we see any similarities in what Kevin Coyle likes to do in Miami and what Cincinnati is?
Just a touch, yeah. Well, I mean, you mentioned the pressure that they put on. You know, I think the first two third downs of the game yesterday, you know, they like to walk a lot of guys up on the line of scrimmage in third down and present what we call targeting concerns, at least from an offensive point of view. And they had two negative plays on the first two third downs of the game.
All right, there you go. Some similarities certainly between this defense the Dolphins will see on Thursday night and what they see every day with Kevin Coyle, the defensive coordinator, who, of course, came from Cincinnati. It's the Joe Philbin Show presented by EverBank, your home for banking, lending, and investing. Coach, appreciate you coming in. Obviously not a lot of extra time this week, and have a great couple of days getting ready for the Bengals.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Coach.